This episode may contain strong language, nudity, and dated pop culture references. Parental discretion is advised.
From the world's smallest studio inside Meltdown Comics, it's Two Packs a Week with me, Jeffrey Golden. I'm the one who's talking right now. Hello and welcome to Two Packs a Week, the trading card comedy show. I'm your host, Jeffrey Golden. Each week, I open up two weird, retro, totally random packs of trading cards with a funny friend. And this week, I've got a friend who's so funny, your mind will be blown, just like that scene from Scanners where the guy's head explodes. You've read his stuff in The Onion. You've read his stuff in Splitsider. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alex Fuhrer.
Hello.
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 So meek, so quiet.
I'm so meek.
You're a little mouse.
I'm so shy.
I would like to start off the podcast by thanking you. I want to give you a proper shout out because over the holiday break, you and Anastarios, a previous guest, both bought me packs of trading cards. We're going to open up gift cards today.
Oh, my
gosh.
We're going to
go gifted cards. I want to thank you for gifting some of these cards, including one of the ones we're opening up today.
Oh, my goodness. This is such an honor.
No, it's my honor.
I'm part of broadcast history right now.
You ready to get started?
I am thrilled.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay. So today, courtesy of Alex, Pee-wee's Playhouse Fun Pack, which includes one sheet of tattoos, three picture cards, one sticker, one wiggle toy. I cannot wait to find out what a wiggle toy is. And one activity card. And on the cover, would you say this is Gary Panter's art, right?
10,000,000% Gary Panter, yeah.
He was, of course, an artist for the show and a designer for the show. And he must have done these trading cards, which is awesome. On the cover is an illustration in very much a Gary Panter-y style. It says, it's Pee-wee's head. It says, the secret word is fun.
Aww.
Yay. Ding, 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 ding. And these were from the Topps Company. The theme of this show is the best of childhood and the worst of childhood. So Pee-wee's Playhouse, I would describe as childhood best. Great show.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Pee-wee's Playhouse, amazing show. Big Top Pee-wee, maybe not as much, but Pee-wee's Playhouse, the TV show, absolutely, 100%. On the other end of the spectrum, we have from Skybox, Super Mario Brothers trading cards. And by Super Mario Brothers, I don't mean the video game. I mean the film adaptation. Oh, and it says Skybox, because great cards are hard to find.
What does that mean?
That's an interesting slogan for Skybox. Are they saying that great cards are hard to find in a pack of Super Mario Brothers trading cards?
They're apologizing for their entire collection. Like, good cards are hard to find.
Good cards are hard to find. Guys, we're sorry. We apologize to you.
We can print anything on these, and we mess up 95% of the time.
This is from 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. We have a lot to talk about with this movie and with Pee-wee's Playhouse. Alex gets to pick.
Oh, yes, sir. I will select the Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers.
Trading card pack.
All right. So I will open us up here.
Can you open up into the mic?
What's that? Yes, I'm going to.
Oh,
I always do. Yeah, here. Let's see.
Whoa.
Let's see what we have here. So I'll start us off. So this is a classic picture card. So this is a still from Pee-wee's Playhouse. We're taking live action screenshots from the show and layering over word bubbles. Do you remember the names of the different characters? So there's obviously Pee-wee.
Yes.
There's the cowboy. And then there's his, like, lady friend. Yvonne? Is Yvonne?
It is Miss Yvonne.
Miss Yvonne. What's the name of the cow? Do you remember the cowboy?
Lawrence Fishburne plays him, doesn't he?
That would be amazing if that is, in fact, the
case. I think that's true.
That's Lawrence Fishburne? Yeah, that does
Fishburne.
Yeah,
as...
that looks like Lawrence Fishburne.
Hold on. I don't remember his name.
Well, but no, I'm just calling him Lawrence Fishburne the cowboy from now on. So this card is a picture of Pee-wee, and he looks a little vermished, and he's talking to Yvonne and Lawrence Fishburne the cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And Pee-wee says, I just can't remember that number. And Yvonne says, why not call the operator? And Pee-wee says, that's whose number I forgot.
It's a very good joke.
You forgot the number.
You forgot the number zero.
The operator forgot zero. How do you do that, Pee-wee?
I don't know.
He's kind of a scatterbrain. He's not the most organized guy.
He's not an organized man.
If you were going to Pee-wee's Playhouse, he probably wouldn't send you an iCal invite.
He would not send you an iCal invite.
Let's see what else we have. So we have this awesome Terry lenticle, and it starts as Terry the pterodactyl, and when you move it, it becomes Pee-wee and that horrifying bully dummy that sometimes comes and visits him.
Oh, I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
You know that guy.
Is it Clarence?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Claire, we'll call him Claire.
All the Pee-wee heads back at home.
Was this also Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, maybe this everyone's Lawrence Fishburne. This is his baby. He's in the Globy costume spinning around.
He's the map.
He's the map?
He's the map guy. Mappy the map guy.
Mappy the map. Did you hear the story of how he got onto the Matrix?
No.
He said, I will only do another Pee-wee movie. And they had to trick him.
They were like, oh yeah, so this is Pee-wee now. He's a little bit darker, a little bit edgier than he was before. And you got to feed him pills to get him back to the Playhouse.
And do you know what he said?
What did he say?
I will only do it if this inspires the worst people on the internet imaginable.
and
they said, Lawrence, we got you covered.
We can do that. We can promise you that.
Yeah. Oh, to go along with your hit, I forgot I can swear.
Yeah.
But to go along with your hit hologram Terry card.
Great.
I have Sticker Terry.
Ooh, Sticker Terry and Semi-Holographic Terry.
Semi-Holographic Terry. He's my favorite from that show.
Terry's, why do you like Terry?
He's a big old coward. He's easily like Clarence. I'm pretty sure that's that puppet's name. Every time he appears, like, oh, Pee-wee, I just want to make you happy. I knocked a vase over and I feel guilty. I'm a big nerd.
I wish I could kill myself. It's so sad. Every time, everything I do makes me more depressed.
No one likes me, Pee-wee. Oh, look me in the eye.
I see him as a tragic figure.
He is a tragic figure. He is.
Like something out of Russian literature, perhaps.
It's one of the Russian bookstore next door. This is all very topical.
I know.
Ah, Terry woke up, his landlady, bothering him in that cupboard catching his eye.
The secret word is
death. The secret word is death. The secret word is Raskolnikov.
So I've got, are these playing cards? Oh, it's a folding toy.
Oh,
this is a Playhouse foldy, and it features images of the various characters of King of Cartoons, the Dirty Dog, Pee-wee, and I'm supposed to fold them. What am I supposed to do with it? It seems like it will be, what do you think here?
I'm looking at
the perforations. It seems like you would take apart the middle one, and then you would slide the middle one maybe through the other two? But I'm not sure, to what end.
I have zero idea.
Oh, cool.
Hey, is Gary Panter out there?
Yeah, he's probably listening right now.
I got something to say about this folding card.
Yeah, this is confusing.
Buddy, I bought this pack for my son. He's a good boy. He's a little weird. He's a good boy. And all he wanted to do was put together the Pee-wee's Playhouse toy and show it off to everyone at school. And you know what happened? He just fumbled with it.
He ruined it. This makes no sense. Alex folded it one part into a triangle and then just shoved the other part into the crack in the triangle.
There's a leftover part.
And he made a... There's a leftover part. So
wait a second, I think I figured it out.
You did?
I think you just put the other one on the other corner.
Okay, great. I'm doing that right now.
No, wait, this is bad.
Here we go.
Gary Panter, are you still listening to this?
Gary Panter, you fuck.
Gary Panter, you fuck.
I hate you so much.
Is there an Instagram for this podcast where you show the cards?
There's a Twitter, and so, we'll take pictures of it for the Twitter.
Oh, the Twitter, where the first tweet is something insane at me, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, it is. You have the first tweet to...
It's something very weird. I don't remember what it is.
You said WTF now stands for wet trash fuckers.
Wet trash fucker, yeah.
So we shot a bow to our obvious arch-rival podcast, WTF with
Mark
Maron.
Hold on. Mark Maron, are you listening to this? We got beef.
What's your beef? What's your
this
beef?
This is a really stupid story, and this is real.
So we're going to do a WTF-style comedian beef airing, just like on WTF. I find that a little ironic.
I made fun of him with my, I have a novelty wimpy Twitter feed where I go like, hamburgers.
Wimpy from Popeye.
Wimpy from Popeye. I started with my friend Nick Sorelli, and since then he said, I'm an adult now. Do it by yourself. But I remember like, it was like years and years ago, we just started tweeting at Mark Maron going like, oh, put me on your podcast. I have a lot of dirt on Popeye, daddy-o. It's like, remember good. Me from Luna Lounge? And we just like,
I'll give you a hamburger today for a spot on your show tomorrow.
I'll give you a, oh, you won't put me on because of the dirt I'll say about hamburgers. Like, they're great. And he tweeted, it's amazing that in this day and age, you can pester just about anyone. So...
Wow.
Maron, are you listening?
He dismissed you. Do you think if he knew it was you, though, if he knew it was the Alex Durer, that he would have felt the same way? I don't know.
If he knew it was the writer of the Onion headline, skeletons are cool.
But he would have thought differently. He would have been much kinder. He would have tweeted back, oh, thanks, Wimpy. We don't have room right now on the show, mm-hmm. but keep in touch, and hopefully we can make something happen soon.
Hey, I got a big guest today. Do you like the headline? Bones are cool.
Your impression of Mark Maron is like a bus driver, like a smoking bus driver.
Ah, it's me. You ever stop at Route 57? The Waltham Water... I know only Massachusetts bus routes.
Get me Spider-Man. I want to interview him on my podcast.
Spider-Man, we got beef. We got beef. You a vigilante.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap up Pee-wee here. So let's see. I've got one... It's a peewee, and he's standing in the middle of his playhouse, as he is wont to do.
It is his right.
And he says, why don't we stroll over to my toy box? It's not really a joke like the other ones. It's just sort of a prompt or a suggestion.
We are both like freelance writers, and there are like a lot of assignments where now we can see them where it's just like, oh, this is due at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter what anyone says. A dumb child will read it and I can go to bed.
100%.
And this feels like that.
It is time to head to the Mushroom Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Well, not the Mushroom Kingdom, actually Dino-Hatton.
Dino-Hatton.
Oh, boy.
Through
the sewers of New York City. Mm-hmm. Let's put those cards right up to the mic. Let's open up some Super Mario Brothers the Movie trading cards.
Hold on. Trying to open these while being noisy.
I know. Get that sound in there. People need that. They need that to feel like we're really, to really sell the illusion here.
Rip!
Rip it up.
So we're going to, just not looking at this, just going to split it in half.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, because these are, unlike the Pee-wee trading cards, which are innovative, use lots of different styles of artwork, these are... shots of the movie with a copy on the back. So, Alex, you've gotten into some Twitter beefs recently over the Super Mario Brothers movie.
I saw this movie for this podcast specifically.
Great.
And there's a scene in it where they're all out to dinner, and Luigi says, like, I'm an orphan too. Mario found me and raised me. He's my mother. And Mario goes, like, hey, he's my father, my uncle, my brother, like that kind of thing. It's like, Mario raised Luigi? This is insane. And I, on Twitter...
Yeah.
For one of my patented two fab tweets, tweeted, like, have we as a nation not discussed that Mario is Luigi's father in the Mario movie? Now, you would think this is a bad movie no one likes,
right.
Made by people who did not like making it, widely mocked.
Who would care? Who would care enough to comment beyond a simple like?
There are all these, like, subgenres of awful male nerds who go out and harass people over like freaking like BioShock, over like comic book continuity.
Sure. But those are things that I can legitimately see people caring about.
Yeah.
The Mario Brothers movie is not something I could imagine.
No. Somebody who Googles apparently Mario the movie found me and argued against this line.
Okay.
In like, yeah. And, like, a few dudes, he, like, retweeted me. He's like, look at this dummy. All these awkward 20-year-old men came out and said, like, listen up, idiot. Have you heard the line? And I thought this was so funny. I, like, whatever. I, like, made fun of them.
Egged them on.
I egged them. I brought this on myself. And they got meaner and nastier as it went on.
I'm going to read from the Wikipedia. In an interview with The Guardian, Hoskins was asked, what is the worst job you've done? What has been your biggest disappointment? And if you could edit your past, what would you change? his answer to all three was Super Mario Brothers. And I don't blame him.
Let's go through the cards.
Let's go through the cards and see how horrible this movie really was in card form. Why don't you go first,
boy.
Sistrum?
I got, okay, let me try to figure out the organization of these cards. It says yes. The mushroom. It's Mario lying, looking threatening, pointing at someone. I am going to assume Koopas, maybe Goombas.
Yeah, maybe Goombas, maybe King Koopa.
Maybe King Koopa. Let's just five more things.
Maybe King Koopa. Maybe King Koopa. Maybe Goomba. Maybe Big Bertha.
Maybe he's like Mad at Luigi. Yeah.
Maybe Mad at Luigi now.
Big Bertha is a great character. She's not from the games. I legit liked her.
She is from the game.
She's
the giant fish. Is called Big Bertha.
No.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, this movie took a lot of liberties.
I'm going to read this paragraph. After diving to the ground to avoid the blast of Koopa's Devo gun, Mario reaches for a weapon with which to defend himself. As it turns out, all he can find inside his tool bed is a mushroom. Trust the fungus, he pronounces, hopefully. Oops. That was the screen name, by the way, of like the main dude.
Trust the fungus.
It was Trust the fungus, yeah.
You got to trust the fungus, man. They're brothers. They're obviously brothers.
Listen up, idiot. Mom said I got five more minutes on the computer.
What's the next?
You heard it here first.
What's the next
Should
card?
I read this? Ah, we're good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like these two awful characters. It's called A Brilliant Idea. We see the Cooper brothers, who are just like two goony dudes. By the way, this blew my mind. They're the characters from Super Mario Brothers 3.
Spike and Iggy?
Spike and Iggy. Those are two of the Koopalings.
They're two of the Koopalings, but they don't look anything like Koopalings,
well,
right?
Well, no, they're awkward dudes.
Right? They're just two guys.
Yeah.
Who, I guess, eventually they'll be turned. Do they get turned into lizards
No. They go into the evolution chamber.
Right.
And they become smarter. And I was like, oh, did you run out of masks?
Oh, no.
This would have been, like, very fun. Just turn everyone into what we want to see. This is, like, an easy...
Right. It's like, well, Toad is a good example of that. We're like, why was Toad this, like, punk musician character who gets turned into a Goomba?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then it becomes, like, a... That movie's violent, too. It gets set on fire.
Yeah.
And he's, like, running around, like, screaming.
It makes no sense. None of it makes any sense.
I was so happy I watched it. I'm like, my life is better having seen this. Toad has a spiral shaved into his head. That's how you know.
That's
he's
how you know
Toad.
It's obviously Toad. Oh, it's
Mom,
clearly
it's Toad.
Toad.
It's Toad with his famous harmonica and shaved spiral head.
What does it say anything on the day?
Whatever became of Spike and Iggy, the two idiots. Turn geniuses and get a great idea. They figure, wouldn't their adventures in the other world make an incredible Nintendo video game? Definitely something to think about. Do you know what they're referencing?
They are referencing the actual video games.
They're
Super
referencing
Mario
the post-credit scene of the movie.
Yeah, well, look, you can make a card out of a post-credit scene.
No!
Why the hell not?
Guys! Oh, my post-credit scene trading cards.
The Avengers one would be good, where they're all eating at the shawarma together.
The shawarmas?
That'd
like
be a good one. Howard the Duck one you could get.
From Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here's Yoshi to the rescue.
Yes!
Now, this is what I will say here. So, this is Princess Daisy. Holding a laser gun, confusedly holding a laser gun up to the face of a smiling Yoshi. This frame actually, to me, feels like, okay, that's a live-action interpretation of Mario Brothers. I can't see what Daisy's outfit is, so that could be a dress. And this lizard character could theoretically be Yoshi. This works for me. Only this trading card, this single frame, like, works for me as an adaptation of Super Mario Brothers. Okay, and the one where Bob Hoskins is pointing in full costume with his hand on his hip, sassily. Those are the two that work for me. Lassie, move over. Here comes Yoshi. Daisy, very nearly strangled by the jealous and hateful Lena, is saved at the very last minute by no other than this tender Tyrannosaurus Rex. And, thanks to Yoshi, Daisy finally sees her chance to escape.
Yoshi is the beloved character of hypersensitive wimps.
Like, if you are playing Smash Brothers and somebody picks Yoshi, you're like, oh boy.
You're a soft, beautiful, poetic soul. You're wonderful. And yet, you are not edgy enough to choose Luigi, Wario. You are not Princess Zelda. You are not edgy enough.
You're not edgy enough for Kirby.
For Kirby.
Who physically has no edges to him.
Yeah.
You're not as edgy.
Yoshi has that tail.
Yoshi's got a tail. He's got a pointy tail.
A pointy little tail.
I have one more for us. It is Massing for Invasion. And it is King Koopa as a human directing a bunch of Goombas by pointing. So you see, within these trading cards, we get two different takes on pointing. A heroic point from the floor by Mario and a dastardly point over a ledge from Koopa. All points lead to the subway, wherein lies the tunnel that connects both dimensions. Here, the heavily armed Koopa and his Goombas meet Luigi and Daisy, Mario, Daniela, their good pal, and the other Brooklyn girls. So many Brooklyn girls in the Mario games. It's time for the final showdown with the Brooklyn girls.
This is a weird thing to say about the Mario movie.
Yes.
That movie had a very diverse and healthy sexuality. Because, like, Mario, this little tiny bald man, had this, like, electric, like, scene with, like, a heavier dominatrixy lady. They didn't make fun of her. It was, like, nice and healthy. Everyone's, like, kind of ethnic. Everyone's, like, John Leguizamo is Latino, of course. For that era, where all that kind of stuff was, like, very rare.
Right.
That's kind of cool. Too bad the movie's dumb.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would have set the civil rights struggles. And
you know, Obama would have been president as a teenager. He would have kicked in his door.
That's right.
And said, "You are president.
Ready. We're ready for you." So Super Mario Brothers was good.
And he's like reading Spider-Man comics. Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, "Mario kissed Big Bertha, and now you can be president."
What's your last card?
Oh, my last card. Oh, this is the worst card of them all.
Hooray.
This is the worst thing. If I got this in a pack, I would be so disappointed.
Good.
It says 2 days or 2 hours. Hey, you remember how Mario had, like, a rival in the movie? Like, another plumber?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, this is even worse than that.
Good.
This is the dude who hired Mario in the movie.
The dude who hires Mario.
Mom, I got the worst car from the worst movie. Should I read this?
Yes, please do.
Shifty-eyed Doug and Mike. Hi, my name's Shifty-Eyed Doug. Shifty-Eyed Doug and Mike.
Seems very trustworthy.
Shifty-Eyed Doug's here.
Hey, Shifty-Eyed Doug for Shifty-Eyed Doug Plumbing. Look. You need a plumber? I could maybe do that possibly. Give me some money. We'll see if it happens.
Hey, Shifty-Eyed Doug. It's me, Mike. Yeah. I got to talk to you for a second.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Shifty-Eyed Doug?
This is what I want to talk about. Shifty-Eyed Doug.
Shifty-Eyed Doug.
I'm an adult now. I have to get real jobs. I can't be Sticky Fingers Michael anymore. All right. Shifty-Eyed Doug and Mike tell the Riverfront Cafe's owner, Pascal, that it's a 2-day job. A 2-hour job, counters Honest Mario. Oh, my God. The adjectives in this. But Pascal, stuck with a leaky dishwasher and a desire to live past tomorrow, hands the gig to Scapelli's sinister scoundrels. This is an insanely written blurb. All you had to write was Mario gets a job.
Mario gets a job.
Mario gets a job? Question mark? Okay. Period.
100 points.
Shifty-Eyed Doug.
Well.
Yeah.
It's time to trade, my friend.
Oh, baby!
I'm not very well represented in this trade. You have, like, all the power.
That's okay. I'm a generous man. What Pee-wee cards or things might you like? And I'll see if I can...
Look,
see what you got for me.
That Terry Lenticular.
Yeah.
It's looking pretty fancy.
It is looking nice.
I'm going to lowball you and start with the...
with Shifty-Eyed Doug.
Shifty-Eyed Doug.
I am not going to accept that trade. You got to do better than
I'm
going to
throw in the
Doug.
Plastic packaging
let
that the cards came in.
Let me see the Mario cards here. Okay, well, there's...
Can I look at this Lenticular? I haven't actually seen... Okay. Oh, this is worth way more than a Pascal trading card.
Yeah, see what I mean? I'll tell you what I would do for the Pascal, Yoshi to the rescue, and the mushroom, meaning the one in which Mario is pointing funny.
Now,
for the Lenticular.
I'm going to tell some of the listeners, I'm accepting this trade only for the drama of this podcast, because those are the only two good cards in the entire pack.
Terry is probably the best Pee-wee thing.
It is the best Pee-wee thing. So. Guys. It is like the smallest card in this pack. It's like the size of a postage stamp.
It's tiny. It's a card for babies, basically. You could give it to your baby.
That is my plan. It's like, I wanna give it to my baby. I'm going to say, don't put this in your mouth. Don't eat this card. And he's going to say, baby New Year's coming. No, as a baby. My character, Baby New Year.
Character, Baby New Year.
Oh. Hey, whoa, look, it's crawling through the doggy door.
It's me, Baby New Year 2016.
Oh, hi, Baby New Year. How's it going?
Pretty good. Oh, do you have a gift for me, Alex?
Oh, yes, I do, Baby New Year.
Oh, no, Baby New Year's choking on the card.
I curse you! I curse you!
Oh, boy, it's going to be a bad year.
It's going to be a bad year.
I'm a publisher, and I publish humor books, including a series called The Devastator that Alex has been. You were in our Space Epic issue, which
was
hilarious.
Dude, I was. I have some of the most fun, like, writing for you guys. You guys are, like, such a cool, like, burgeoning comedy thing. I love The Devastator. That's, like, the best community of, like, I love the UCB, too. I love doing that. It's such a cool community of, like, sketch people. But it is also, like, gigantic right now. And I hear these early stories, and it's, like, the people who were the most, like, the biggest weirdos about comedy. It's like, well, I gotta put my stuff in here. They're doing the best work here. And I feel that way about, like, The Devastator. It's, like, the coolest people do The Devastator. It is, like, the best community. Just like people who like doing comedy stuff.
Well, thank you, Alex. People should support that community, and they can do so at DevastatorPress.com.
Devastator Press. Or if you just want to read my work and not read the, and not give money to Jeffrey and Amanda, yeah, Google Alex Fear WordPress. It's like my industry page where you can read. I wrote a play about Wario.
Oh, it's hilarious. Got to check that out.
And
Alex.
Yeah?
Alex.
Yeah?
Alex.
What?
It was great having you here,
hey,
man.
It was great being on this.
Thanks so much for opening some crazy cards with us today.
I loved doing it, sir.
Very good. We hope to see you back soon.
Wait, can I do the station plugs?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I promised Alex that he could do a radio plug for his local
hometown.
I'm
going to do, because this is a radio show. It's live in the air.
Yeah.
Hey, Newton North. Get ready with those homework assignments. You're in high school. You're listening to 2 packs maybe a day, no a week, ! With Jeffrey Golden. Hey, everyone on the bus. Sorry you don't own a car. Have fun listening to this podcast with Jeffrey Golden.
Bye, everyone on the bus.
Bye.
2 Packs a Week was produced and engineered by Mason Booker. Opening theme by Matt Myers. Break music by Lee Rosevere. Logo by Kenny Kyle. If you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps us find new listeners. Follow us on Twitter at 2 Packs a Week. That's TWO. And me at Jeffrey Golden. That's Jeffrey with a G. Special thanks to Meltdown Comics at 7522 Sunset. I left a bunch of these cards at the store for y'all to take. I'm your host, Jeffrey Golden. Hey, be good to each other.